July 9th, 2014. Can I get a roll call, Marie?
Director Angelo?
Here.
Director Blackburn?
Here.
President Guerrero?
I'm present.
Vice President Lucy?
Here.
Director White?
Here.
All right, if you'll join me in the flag salute.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have an ice pack on my back and it's stuck to my shirt.
Oh, it's not that hot in Oceana. We'll do an agenda review. That's item number four. Is there anybody that requests any changes or any questions about the warrants? Or is there a motion to approve?
I move that we accept the warrants.
Agenda?
Oh, the agenda, excuse me.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries by a vote of 5-0. Thank you, Ms. Lucy. We'll move on to item number five, which is public comment on matters not on the agenda. Is there any public comment this evening? All right. We'll close public comment at this time. There are no special presentations. We'll move on to reports. The first would be the Five Cities Fire Authority. That's 5B. Good evening, Chief Heath.
Good evening, Honorable Director, Directors and President Guerrero, for Heath. This past month, the station here ran 74 calls. Out of that, there were three fires. One was a building fire, a structure fire, where the fire was in the wall of the structure. It was a residence, and it was due to electrical short. But we were able to open it up and fix, you know, put the fire out and make sure everything was secure. Other than that, it was just rubbish fires that we ran to. We had 54 medical aids, 4 hazardous calls, things like carbon monoxide detectors going off, things like that, and then 7 public assist calls and then 5 false alarms. Overall, we, as I said, 74 calls out of this station, 79 calls out of the Oro Grande station, and 78 out of the Grover Beach. A total of 231 calls this month, and 30 of those were for automatic aid. And so that makes it 13% of our call volume for this month is for automatic aid. We went to a mobile home fire up on the Mesa, a motorhome fire in Pismo Beach, and several dumpster fires in Pismo Beach. And then Rio Grande, we had a couple of cooking fires where people start cooking and they forget and leave their food burning, and same with Grover Beach. And during the 4th of July, we were a little bit concerned about it being starting on Friday and continuing through, so what I did was I opt to not continue the automatic aid for the dunes response for just 4th of July, since CAL FIRE was out there in full force with their law enforcement. I figured they could handle the medical aids out there. We made ourselves available for any fires or auto extrication or anything like that, but we left the dunes response for CAL FIRE to handle.
Do you know how many they had that weekend, this last weekend? Or
no, I don't. I don't know how many calls they had out there. We did end up going to a call at the kiosk for a hand injury where somebody had a fireworks blow up in their hand, but it was minor.
Does the MO you allow for that kind of discrepancy about pulling back on mutual aid agreements?
Well, the way it's automatic aid, and the way it works is if we are available to respond, then we would respond. Same with CAL FIRE. If we were to call them for automatic aid, if their resources are available to respond, they would respond to us. It's never a sure, guaranteed thing. If they're committed to their own incidents, then they would not come to us. And I just wanted to make sure that we were covering Oceano, Grover, and Rio Grande because of all the fireworks and everything. And so because of that, I just said, CAL FIRE is going to be out on the dunes. They're going to be in full force with all their law enforcement, plus they have their patrol out there so they can handle the medical aids. We would be available for any fires or anything beyond medical aids, basically. So.
Okay.
They normally aren't out on the dunes, so.
No, typically nobody's out there. That's why we respond out there for automatic aid for them on a regular day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
But during 4th of July, they're out, you know. We applied for a grant, again, for some money to put towards our patrol unit that we have in service right now to pay for any repairs and major maintenance costs to keep that thing on the road for response out there, which that vehicle is dedicated for the dunes response. But if we're not successful in getting that grant, and excuse me, and if we get to a point where that vehicle is no longer available, then we're going to have to bow out of that automatic aid agreement at that point because we won't have that resource to provide.
And you've explored invoicing the state of California for those, you know, I guess, services that are become regular versus, you know, a mutual agreement, you know. When I'm busy, you help me. When you're busy, you help, you know, whatever.
Right.
But it's now become a regular scope. It's been incorporated into your scope of work, and so it makes the money funny, the hours funny, and the staffing patterns a nightmare. So can you guys go back and revisit that?
Well, those are all very... I'm very happy you're asking these questions because they're questions that need to be answered. But right now, because the Oceano Dunes area is identified as automatic aid response area for us, and because we're in an agreement for that, we can't get any kind of compensation for that, because what that'll do is that'll set a precedence. For example, if all of a sudden we need automatic aid from CAL FIRE, then CAL FIRE could bill us for their response into our area if we start billing them for going out into the state parks area, which is state responsibility area.
Has there been any communication with the state as far as, you know, when they first started, they worked with the vehicle and that type of thing? Now that there's more and more calls out there that you guys seem to be able to respond to the fastest and have staff that understand the dunes now, has there been any kind of negotiations to work with the state to see about them funding that vehicle?
Yes.
Do you need some help with that, or somebody to go in and start screaming and hollering and say, you need to do this for the protection of the community?
Well, the state has approached us at one point about a year ago and said that we could possibly go after a grant to replace that vehicle. And mm-hmm. So I went to Sacramento and sat through all the training and everything for writing for that specific grant.
Okay.
We wrote for it, and then we were denied because we were basically going to use that vehicle to respond out into the state response area,
mm-hmm.
which made it ineligible for us to get that grant.
Really?
So, yes.
Bummer.
Okay.
And so because of that, we found this other grant that
yeah.
we applied for, and we're just waiting to hear back
okay.
from that. But,
okay.
Yeah, we're kind of caught.
You are. You're caught in the middle.
Yeah.
Maybe later on when we're not in a meeting or something, I'd like to talk to you about it, because I really feel strongly that they're letting you guys down, because you do respond out there, and I've seen the work that you do, and I understand it, and the Rangers, you know, they're helpful, but they're not geared for life support out there either. I mean, you guys all work well together, but my point is they're not always the fastest person to get down there, and they create a havoc sometimes going down because of the rate of speed that they have to go to get to a critical situation, and we worry a lot of times about, you know, people not noticing what's going on and could walk out in front of one of them, or anybody for that matter.
Yes.
But, I would be interested in trying to help you if I can.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
And, Ricky, you know, the state is becoming the most expensive neighbor anybody's ever had, to be honest with you. And so I think that there are other departments and other divisions that are starting to feel the pressure of carrying the burden of the state parks, you know, because we do have a lot of property around here that is state parks. So I, too, would be willing to, you know, strategize and try to get the state to sustain their own programs to some degree.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry you guys are suffering so much from it.
It's okay. We'll make it work. We always do.
So, Chief Heath, you and I had corresponded about the fire hydrant issue over on Pier Avenue.
Yes, sir.
And so I think Ms. Angelo is well familiar with that. But there's an issue.
Wrong, but
as I understand it, the fire hydrant needs moved. Where the proposed position to move it in is not a safe location due to vehicle traffic. But the cost, or it may be able to be moved across the street.
Everybody else. And so because of that, I communicated with the county trying to explain the situation and also recommending maybe they put the hydrant on the opposite side of Pier Avenue at the corner, the south side of Pier by Strand Way, thinking that would be, you know, because the water line goes right through there, and so I was thinking the cost wouldn't be that much difference. And if not, if that's cost prohibitive, then I would suggest they just go ahead and put it back where they originally were planning on doing, putting it over where the complex is going in, the new development. And so there's alternatives other than putting it right there where it's just going to get beat up.
Who's paying for the hydrant now for the installation of it?
The developer.
The developer.
Yeah.
And do we have a bid to put it on the other side of the street? Versus?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a bid or not. I just, those were my recommendations.
What input do you need from us?
Well, when I was communicating with the county people, they said that I would have to talk with Oceano. And so because right now Pablo's not here, I figured I'd direct it to the board.
So you want us to say that you'll just determine where the best place is and make that recommendation to the county that it go in that place? And well, those two are the options you have, not to mention the hot spot. Including the hot spot, it'd be three. But
yeah.
So
what I would really like to do is maybe Tony and I work together and identify the best place to put that hydrant that we could all benefit from, and it won't be an issue of being damaged.
I think that makes the most sense because I know that Tony's already aware of it.
Right.
He and I have spoken about it previously. And why don't we just have you work with Tony? We'll direct Tony to work with you, and if there's any concerns, you can bring them back in our next meeting. Is there a time crunch on this?
I think it's still in planning. I'm not certain.
Okay.
But we can find that out, and we'll keep you informed, if anything.
Yeah, keep us informed. You can work with Tony, and you guys can figure out. Miss Angelo probably cares because it's part of her business, but I don't think the rest of the four of us have a concern which side of the street it's on, as long as it's servicing the public.
Yeah. My concern is that, you know, Tony could be out there every day replacing that hydrant and also the damage that it could cause the vehicles.
Sure.
Because of that location. So.
Okay. We'll have you work with Tony. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. I make my U-turns right there, so that's not going to work.
She usually does it with an e-brake and a quick turn of the wheel. All right. Thank you, Chief.
Okay. Thank
you. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right.
I did see one thing, and I saw commercials on TV. Los Osos is looking for volunteer firemen. Are you familiar with that? I've never seen a commercial asking for volunteer firemen.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
I heard it on the radio, too.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV much.
Yeah, I just thought maybe. And are they Cal Fire?
Yes.
Yes.
So would that be a staffing shortage that would create something like that?
Yeah, they might be looking for,
didn't want to see that situation come this direction, something like that, to have to advertise
for volunteers. No, we won't do that. We have a pretty good program.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Chief. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you,
Chief. We'll move on to item number 7C, which is OCFSD operations. Field Supervisor Tony Maricino. Looks like Tony, looks like you've been busy on your typewriter this last week.
Yes, sir. Good evening, board. Just to give you a little update on the fire hydrant, I did contact the county inspector, and he is going to get back with me. And as soon as I know a date and time, I will call Chief Heath, and we all three will meet together and discuss the location of that. So the previous 2 weeks, we had 14 work orders, 7 USAs, 15 customer service calls. We had one after-hours call out. We're still continuing to replace our meters. We installed 8 5/8 meters and 5 1-inch meters. We did clean over 11,000 feet of sewer mains. We have been working on the street lighting on Highway 1, the older lights that look antique. Whatever spare parts we have, we're getting the light fixtures to work. Whichever ones we can't, we're going to have to get a hold of an electrician to have them come out, because they are pretty old and none of us are actually certified electricians. As we're replacing these meters, we came across 2 homes. It's actually a galvanized line that was probably installed 60s. Pretty old. The angle stops. You can't even shut the water off to the meters to replace them.
Oh boy.
So as we're doing this meter changeout, we are going to have to ranway.
Okay, I'm just making sure it's not within 500 feet. I don't have a problem. Tony explained the situation to me. There were some typos in the will serve letter. Does anybody have a problem with me signing it so that a corrected will serve letter?
Can we do that?
Pardon?
Can we legally do that?
I don't think there's another representative to do it, so.
I think it's just a clerical error in the will serve. It can be corrected.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do that tonight then, Tony.
Tony, yes, I have a question. You said it was a single-family residence?
The property is zoned for commercial, and that's what it is. On the will serve, it states commercial up top on subject, but later on in the meat of the paragraph, it said it states single-family residence.
Okay. That's
so
what
there's
I thought,
a discrepancy
I sure.
on what the property is.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Tony?
That's everything.
All right. I appreciate it. We'll move on to the consent agenda. We'll take public comment if there's any on the consent agenda. All right, seeing none, is there a motion on the consent agenda?
Before the motion, I just wanted to...
We do have an amended... amended cash disbursement. So.
Didn't we skip the outside committee reports?
We did. I'm sorry. Let's go back to item number 8. Thank you, Karen. It would be Director Angelo first. I apologize. I didn't
attend any meetings. I wasn't available.
Okay. Director Blackburn?
I don't have any meetings either.
Myself, I did attend the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting last week. We had our public hearing on the adoption of the budget. There was no protest. And then we did review the risk management insurance to see if we can get a better deal. We have to give a 6 months notice. So... the staff is going to start shopping at this time. So those were the punchlines, except that Mayor Ferrara gave us a pamphlet from the League of Cities that I'm going to attach to our own minutes. It's regarding the water bond of 2014 and the different bills that are still alive going through the different houses. And so I wanted to attach that for anybody to look at. I think we started at 13 or something. We're now down to 3. So this gives us a better idea of what's happening. So I'll give that copy of this to Marie before we go. Okay. Ms. Lucy?
I worked on the Integrated Regional Water Management Plan, which is the countywide plan. The public comment period was running out. And the county needed to get the document back, get everybody's input in. And so Lori and I worked very closely with Linda Chipping on that, and we came up with over 11 pages of recommendations for the document to include for the South County. I talked a lot about including Housion in the geographic area, because part of Housion, although it's connected to the Oceano water system, not everybody is hooked up to water in the Oceano. And so I learned that Halcyon is under the Ag Division of the South County. It's mainly about, this document's mainly used for proposing, you know, getting grants from the state and really having a pulse on where we are with the water in this county. And particularly right now with a three-year drought, people are predicting that we're going to start seeing water coming our way differently. Right now we look at snowpack and surface water a lot and precipitation over a period of time, say a week or 2 weeks of just drizzling and rain. And we're going to start seeing more fierce, short storms. And we're not really set up to retain the water in that fashion, to receive it in that fashion. It takes 2 years to recharge a basin. San Luis Obispo County has about 96% of our water is coming from our groundwater basins. So it's probably the highest for a coastal county to be that tied to groundwater basins. And so one of the things that many of us brought up was the inconsistencies in monitoring of the groundwater basins. We have agricultural users. We have superior rights users. We have municipalities who do things their own way, and we have unincorporated areas. So there's a whole different category in everybody's difference. We have some that are adjudicated, some that aren't adjudicated. So we have a lot of straws in the ground, and the state mandates for us to map this out and say where we've been and where we're going with it. And so the document's almost 900 pages, and so it was broke off into several.
Along the line, I think it's December 1st, they're going to have to make some really hard decisions if there's any water left in the dam. So that's a make it or break it day.
Well, I know that the Board of Supervisors is hearing the issue of releasing the surplus or not releasing the surplus. If you can have surplus in a drought. But I think that is July 17th.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so that is going to be a very important day at the Board of Supervisors. They're going to have to make a decision on something. But right now, my understanding is that we have a little less than 2 years before we hit mud in the dam. Sorry to put it so frankly.
Anything else, Ms. White?
No.
All right. Thank you. We'll move on to the consent agenda. We'll take public comment on items on the consent agenda. Is there any public comment for items on the consent agenda at this time? Ms. Tacker, good evening.
I only had a question on the cash disbursements for Jocelyn Hodson, and I'd like to hear an explanation about that, and I wish I could hear that and then comment, but that's not how you guys work.
Marie?
And then I'll be back to talk about the items you just discussed, because that's not consent. So it's a little confusing.
Thank you, Ms. Tacker. All right. Well, is there any other public comment? We'll close public comment at this point for consent agenda items. Is there a motion on the consent agenda?
I'd like to have an answer on the Hobson.
Marie? Ms. White had a question about Jocelyn Hodson.
I forwarded that invoice to Jeff for questions from Ms. Tacker, and I heard nothing back on it, so I don't have any information for you.
Thank you.
Director White, I can answer that question. I had correspondence with Ms. Hodson as far as understanding when the board was trying to understand the issue of Mr. Ogren coming on board and how we were balancing out the discussion about combining the two prior positions of the general manager and the district accountant. And as far as those the overall costs other than salary that go into those positions. I had discussions with Ms. Hodson as far as how to understand how the costs were accounted for and calculated in the past, and she assisted with that. It was a very short one-time, almost like a post-employment briefing to me with some information so that I could inform the board.
Thank you.
Anybody have any other questions? Or
no? I had a comment on the minutes.
Okay.
On item 10B.
B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a comment that says there were no protests to delinquent trash charges. And I, Mr. Minnery suggested Mr. Bogdan, I believe, was, I believe that he would count his comments as protests.
And Ms. Who? Naylor.
Okay. Mr. Bogdan. Oh. His comments are noted in the public comments, so right. The wording that was suggested was there are no protests other than already cited, just to make note of the fact that they did protest those particular charges.
And that was from Mr. Bogdan and Ms. Naylor. So we actually heard two.
Okay.
And there was one written protest that was the one that's mentioned
right.
under public comment. You know, we could just move that into... We could just cut and paste that whole, copy and paste that whole public comment section into the behind 10B. That might be the easiest way to do it, and to add, and to change the language that Ms.
Okay.
Blackburn is suggesting.
That's all.
All right. Is there a motion with changes and with the amended? I'll make the motion. I'll make the motion that we. Accept the consent agenda with the changes to the minutes and the amended cash disbursements.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Marie, would you take a roll call vote, please?
Who seconded, please?
I think it was
Lori.
Lori.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't
me.
It was Ms. Jen.
Jennifer, thank you. President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Vice President Lucy?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
All right. Carries by a vote of 5-0.
We'd see a similar item here. And then as a note, last month, Arroyo Grande had an item on the NCMA strategic plan. They had a presentation from the consultant that works for you, too, and options on how to fund their portion of the strategic plan. I'm looking for that in the Oceano also. I think it's important that you be in sync with your partners. And Mr. Minnery's explanation of Jocelyn Hodson's charges, Mr. Minnery, that's your research, and you should have paid her. And yes, eventually it would be billed to the district, but it's inappropriate to have her work for the district when she left the district, working for the district as a consultant is a conflict of interest at this time. In a year or so, it would not be. So I don't believe that the way that this was handled was appropriate. It's not a whole lot of money for the public at home. It's $104, but it's about process and procedure and how things are done, and that's not how it is done. I, too, had a conversation with her about your conversation, and it didn't appear at the time that there was billable hours on her end. And I have some heartburn for the district to have to pay both of you to talk to each other about Mr. Ogren. So I look forward to the remaining items on your agenda, but don't have another opportunity to speak, not even to the closed session item.
Thank you, Ms. Tacker. Is there any other public comment this evening? All right, seeing none, we'll close public comment. We'll move on to item number 10A, which is modification and approval of WillServe letter to include collection of capacity fees for South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. Thank you, Marie, for preparing the staff report on this.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
I did note one quick change. On the proposed letter, which would be the sample. It's the very last page. It still has the language about, in addition, the South Slow CSD will require payment for its connection fees. We need to take that out.
Right.
Because we do add it into the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District capacity charge.
Okay. I'll go over those again real carefully.
That's fine.
Luckily, I just put sample on those.
Yeah.
Draft.
The fees, the processing fees for new accounts were approved in the original ordinances as well as the 2006-1. And so in order not to have to amend that ordinance, I added that little fee on there. But I'm wondering if you need a resolution to approve all this since those fees were put in place with an ordinance?
I think the answer is yes.
Okay,
Jeff,
so...
Jeff's agreeing. Yeah.
So then maybe next board meeting we bring back a resolution and a final draft of that and take it from there?
I think if the board approves it tonight, we could probably do it on the consent agenda because we'd be approving the idea, bring back the resolution for approval and on the consent agenda, and then we would sign it and move on.
Okay. Whatever works.
I think there was one actual issue that I see from the staff recommendation as far as what the administration fee would be for OCSD. Is that listed in here? Did I miss that? Or
I didn't see it unless...
I believe that I put $25 for an administration fee in there. And
processing fee, there it is.
Processing fee, right. And it's that $30 processing fee that we collect every time we have a new account that needs to be set up. And everyone thinks, well, you know, there's nothing to it, but that's not true. I have to set up, if we're going to do this and track this, I've got to set up new general ledger accounts, and there's paperwork involved every single time we do one of those transactions, and it takes time, and it needs to be accounted for. And I checked with Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach's fees, and I couldn't find anything in there that was comparable because they've been collecting those fees all along in their new construction, and so it's a little bit of a different situation here, I think.
And one thing, President Guerrero, is that Section 2.8 of the bylaws for the OCSD require a roll call vote for any resolutions or ordinances. Okay. So we'll just pull it back as a regular business item.
That's fine. Think.
Okay. So I'll bring a resolution back and corrected samples next board meeting.
Let's great. See if there's any other changes or comments on that. Ms. Blackburn was moving towards the mic. We'll turn the floor over to her.
I just noticed that the inspection fee in the paragraph below says that there's a $50 inspection fee for the sewer laterals, and in the list it shows it at $25.
Okay. We'll make sure that those versus residential, and so it'll be important that anytime they raise their rates, we're aware of it and change ours accordingly, but that's based on a single-family residence.
Okay. Yeah, I just noticed because on the water side, we reference where the charges are coming from, and it might be a good idea to put that on the sewer side as well, just in case, to make it consistent.
You mean, by referencing, you mean the ordinance numbers?
Right. Although I realize
we may not have those. It might be easier.
Well, those ordinances would have been put in place by the sanitation district, so I'll need to check with Amy and see if they have them, or would they even apply for us?
I don't know. I'm thinking that...
No, theirs would apply because we would be doing work on behalf of...
Right. It's from their list, that amount, and so that's what I was thinking. We would just...
Okay, and their resolution numbers may very well be on that list, and if it is, it won't be any trouble to put it in there and make sure that it's included, be consistent with the water.
What we have to make sure is that we have the authority to collect those fees for them, that agreement is in place.
I'll ask Rick Sweet to make sure that, because make sure and see whether or not we need to pass a resolution that allows the OCSD to make that collection.
And that's the reason why I asked about a resolution a couple of minutes ago, was because the fees that we collect on new construction for water were done with an ordinance. You can amend an ordinance, I believe you said, with a resolution. Can we include sewer fees for the sanitation district in all of that? So,
yes. What I would suggest, well, I suggest that I'll have Jeff talk to Mike Seitz and make sure that that's clean. You could talk to him before Friday so it's on the agenda for next week if it needs to be.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, I'll wait to hear back from you then, Jeff.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jen.
No, it's okay. There were some other things that we had mentioned putting into that will serve letter in the past that I wasn't sure if we wanted to change it all at the same time since we're going back in there. One of them was the front footage definition of the property line. It was something, and that might have been something I spoke with Mr. Maricino about, but just there being some confusion regarding how you define that. But also the fog information. At one of the meetings last year, the comment was made that we should put on there that they have to sign that they received the rules and penalties for the fog program so that they're aware of that program that goes on. So I don't know if we want to do it all at once or what. But.
Anything else? My only thought was where we were taking out that paragraph about contacting the South Slope CSD, what I think a clean way to do would be to advise, give notice that we have collected fees for the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District by agreement with the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District.
Okay. So I'll pick your brain. You can help me fine-tune it, Matt.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay.
That way it's clear, everybody's on notice that we've done this. So.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I don't do very much of the business at the counter with will serves and stuff like that, but I think that every time someone comes in for new construction, if they're not getting a copy of the 2006-1 resolution, they should be, because it talks about all of the things that end up happening when you have new construction, if lines have to be extended, if hydrants have to be installed. Those are supposed to be at the cost of the developer. And I don't know whether they understand that clearly when they start construction here. And so maybe
why don't we hand it
the
to
fog program is included in all of that, and that we have sort of this little...
Why don't we have a little checkoff list at the bottom that says provided information regarding...
Right, very much like what Jocelyn set up for payroll and stuff like that. It would be a really great checklist that I use with payroll, and we could use it up front with will serves, and then that way we know that everything is in order, things have gone, you know, gone where they need to go, and the people are getting the information that they need to get. So.
Just like lead-based paint.
Right, like a lead-based paint disclosure, right?
It's just like, it should be just like a lead-based paint disclosure. You sign a notice saying, I'm
right.
aware.
Right. We can set something up.
That's and easy
then
to
that,
do.
Then yeah. that way we make sure that all new construction projects get the information that they need to get, and they sign off on it.
That's easy to do administratively, I don't think.
Absolutely.
I don't think we need to be.
It's an easy form to get going with.
States there that they pay for that portion of the auditing. So if they're auditing what we've received for them and it's included in our audit, then, you know, it needs to be included in their audit. It's going to look like just pass through our audit.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going to cost us extra to prove that it's just passed through, I don't want to have to absorb that cost. So let's... You see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying, and what I've experienced with the audits in the past, Mary, is that typically when you verify funds, it's a simple letter, like we send letters to the bank every year for the audits to make sure that these are the actual numbers that were in the checking account on June 30th,
okay.
whatever. And if you're doing it on the current year, it doesn't take a lot of work to do it. We've done it in the past, in fact, for the sanitation district verifying funds that we have passed through to them on our utility billing.
Okay.
And it's a matter of just matching it up with what's in our AP.
All right.
Yeah.
So we have it already. Great.
To a certain degree, we do have it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Karen, anything that you'd
no.
like that? Okay.
No.
So I think what I think the board, there's a consensus to go ahead and have a resolution prepared to bring this back for the next meeting for approval with the resolution, like I just said.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
works for me.
And I'll work with you on the language changes sometime between now and then.
It shouldn't take long.
No, it shouldn't. We'll move on to item number 10B, discussion of proposals for replacement of surplus dump truck with a multipurpose truck capable of pulling the jetter. Mr. Maricino, I'd ask you to come forward. You did a nice job of getting some bids for us, and I actually did have a couple of questions. Is there anything you'd like to add regarding the necessity of this particular vehicle?
First, I'd like to start off that there is actually a discrepancy in my staff report. There is no savings between the government pricing and local pricing. I made a mistake on the window sticker from the government pricing, calculating the calculations off that.
Okay.
Luckily, Director Blackburn pointed that out to me this afternoon. She was very thorough, and I appreciate it. So there's not a savings on location of where we buy this except for the destination charge.
Is it more to get it from Los Angeles or more to
That's
get it
correct.
From? Okay, so we would, and we
it's
would,
more to get it from down south.
And we would, of course, speaking for myself, prefer to get something from a local vendor, supporting local businesses rather than.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So what would be the total? So all things are the same.
Yes.
Okay. So what would be the total if we got it from Cole, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep?
Right here, six. Let me make sure I get this correct.
because I actually had a question. If we got it from down south, that did not include the dump bed? Is that because it looks like we got an extra 17,000?
That's correct. We had a difficulty discussing the bed. I actually had a gentleman come down to our yard and went over a complete bed on what we needed, what we wanted, what we liked, what we didn't want, what we needed to do. And it was very difficult to get an actual quote from him from down south, mm-hmm. just over the phone. I could take this exact quote and send it back to him that I got from the gentleman.
Right.
Just get rid of the vendor's name and everything to get you a quote from that dealer. That's the government pricing.
It's kind of amazing. The dump bed's one-third the cost of the truck.
It is.
And did the dump bed have any toolboxes on it? Is it hydraulic power?
That is correct. It does have toolboxes.
Okay.
That is actually below the bed itself, behind the cab. Both sides.
And you mentioned in the staff report about being able to move the steel plates.
Absolutely. We currently
road plates.
Move the road plates with the backhoe one at a time. Mm-hmm. If you ever take a look at it, it's basically chained to the bucket.
I've seen you do it.
There
right?
can it is a little dangerous, but we chain it as best we can. You take them one at a time across town, wherever you got to go. Sometimes it's taking up to three road plates for a job.
And this was a 17,000-some-odd-thousand-pound tow rating.
That's correct.
What's our trailer at?
Our trailer is rated it's at 14,000 pounds.
Okay. Will putting the dump bed on this particular vehicle cause us to exceed our weight limitations?
It will not cause it to exceed the gross vehicle weight, the combined gross vehicle weight, which I believe in here is 26,000 pounds.
And the speed limit, are you going to get the 120 mile an hour? I'm just kidding. There's one about 87 and 65. I didn't know.
We don't really go past 45 here. Highway 1's the only one. I think we do 45.
That's probably our fastest road in town, isn't it?
Once
you get south of. Do we know how much money's in reserves on for the sewer fund? This is anticipated being the sewer truck, right?
Yes, that's the main designation of this job, yes, the truck.
I don't have an answer for you on that.
I just thought of the question. I would have called you earlier, Brenda.
I'd have to look at the audits and see if they. You know, there's money in the bank, but I don't know which funds it's actually earmarked for, because supposedly the water fund owes the admin fund, and yet there's money in the money market and there's money in the checking account. It has to belong to either the sewer or the water. And of course, do you want to pay the dealership interest or do you want to pay the garbage fund interest?
Right. And I'm just thinking, if the board decides to buy one of these.
Right.
The next is how to pay for it. The options, of course, would be to finance it or to pay cash, mm-hmm. or if we had the particular cash amounts.
Tony, do you know if they had any 0% financing available through Dodge? They have promotions periodically because I have one Dodge product.
That's who it was financed through, and that's where they came up with the 3.99 okay. and then the $1,000 rebate.
I have a truck that I'm paying 0% on, and I have a 60-year contract or 60-month contract on it, and they're a healthy payment too.
Oh,
but it's a
0%. If we lower the amount of time mm-hmm. of financing below 36 months,
yeah.
say if we went 24, I can look into that for you.
Okay. It might be worth looking at because
Absolutely.
I know that's why we did it.
I think they're also running a special, too, that if you apply for a credit card, they knock off another, like, $5,000 off the sticker price.
Why don't you call and haggle a little bit? But I think I'd be interested in seeing that. And you could also check with Los Angeles about the service.
Okay.
But it may be $5,000 cheaper because they sell more. I mean, I don't know. That'd be worth going and getting it. But
absolutely.
So, Tony, are you done, Matt?
Yeah,
I think so.
Tony, what would be the fiscal impact on this, and where is the staff recommending that the money come from?
I didn't give a record. Staff did not give a recommendation about where the money's coming from. The vehicle is designed for 90% sewer. That's why we would be purchasing it.
90% sewer fund?
Absolutely. Its main job would be pull the sewer jetter. The other times we'd utilize it would be for road plates, whether that's water or sewer, that could be both. Concrete and asphalt, that could be both. If we had a water main break in the street, or if we had a sewer line break and we had to repair it. Because we currently
so
are moving concrete.
On your staff report, right, you do have recommendation?
Yes.
And in the future, we'll start off by saying staff recommends.
Absolutely.
So you recommend that, because you have to, on a recommendation, you have to attach a fiscal impact, a fiscal analysis of where the money is going to come from when you propose to spend money. So so we have to look at the sewer fund and see how much money is there, because we have to come up with the money somehow, or at least on paper we have to come up with it.
Yes.
Well, on paper right now, though, we've actually come up with money to pay for the rental truck, and granted that's on a short-term basis, and this would be more long-term, but you've kind of made a commitment to a truck to pull the jetter so that you can do the sewer cleaning at least on a temporary basis.
So you're recommending that we carry a note on it?
So 36 months would be within $60 of what we're currently paying for a rental. Of course, we'd also have to insure it and maintain it.
But right.
Yes. But I'd definitely like to look into what Director Angelo asked earlier.
The payments, does this assume a 20% down or any percentage down?
That would be 10,000 down.
10,000 down?
Yes. Okay. You see it right there in the calculation.
Yeah. I don't You know, I have contact with another Chrysler dealership that I went to up in the Bay Area and was beat the prices from every other one that I found, and they delivered it free. When I get home tomorrow, I'll call you and give you the name of the company. I can't remember the name of it, but that's the one dealer that we dealt with, and it was recommended by my Chevy dealer that I buy all my vehicles from, and it was the best deal.
Okay. Look forward to it.
Okay. I just didn't think about that earlier. I had told you. I just kind of blanked out on Dodge.
Yeah. Tony, how much extra do you think you would need to get it out? Because, you know, we've bought fire trucks before, and then we have all this equipment we have to purchase to get it road ready. So.
But, yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's up in the Bay Area. But I know he drove the vehicle down and delivered it. The dealer did himself. I think he just wanted to come down to the area.
He showed up on a Friday, didn't he? Stay for the weekend.
Yeah. Showed up on my grandson's birthday.
Okay. I think that you can work with them on the financing and be creative, because I just had a friend who bought a $50,000 truck. Mm-hmm. And between the credit card and the zero interest and letting them carry it, and then she'll come back and pay it off in 6 months or whatever, right? She was able to finagle about $17,000 savings. So mm-hmm. I think if you get creative and put it together, then we could bring it down. So,
sounds good.
So we'll bring it back to our next meeting, which I think is the 23rd. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And we'll just ask staff to give us a recommendation or some analysis on how to pay for it. And if you could follow up a little bit more on the specs and pricing, Tony, I mean, we could.
Will do.
I think it sounds like the board of support's making something happen. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. Move on to item number 11, which is the utility item of Christie APN 062-096-032, single family residence at 2211 Beach, a sewer main extension. Does anybody within 500 feet have a conflict on this Beach Street address?
What is it?
2211 Beach.
22.
I think you might be.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Ms. Lucy is going to recuse herself as living within 500 feet or owning property within 500 feet of this particular residence. We did receive, Tony, don't run off so quick. We did receive a staff report from Mr. Maricino. And I'll ask if anybody has any questions or if Mr. Maricino has any additional comments on this particular.
This will serve was originally approved back in 2011. Or actually, 2010 is when it started. It got approved back in 2011. And then it came back. He submitted for an extension in 2012. And we've had multiple GMs approve it. He came back to get it extended again. Once I looked at the plans, I noticed there's no sewer system on 22nd Street. Mm-hmm. And that's where he wanted to tie in, according to his plans. So currently, I could not, discuss it about a will serve extension to continue building. That's why it's being brought up to the board.
How far away is the sewer? Where does it end?
The sewer is actually on Beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're looking at approximately from where that home is going to tie in, I would have to say 150 to 180 feet away.
There was an issue with, there's another, so there's nobody's tied into the sewer system, or there's just empty lots right there? I was going to drive by it for
that now. Was an empty lot. Okay. It's getting developed on. Right across the street, there's another empty lot, and that wants to be developed. They're going to have run into the same issue as Mr. Christie. Okay. Same thing. Our engineer firm is on board with this also. I discussed it with Doug Grossart, and he also agreed that yes, a sewer main extension has to be put in place. A manhole on 22nd and Beach would also have to be installed so we can access to clean it.
To do clean outs?
Yes.
Sometimes it's unfortunate to be the first person there, I think.
Yes.
So the proposal from staff is pursuant to ordinance that the owner would pay the costs of that extension. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Do you know what that's going to cost the owner?
I could not tell you.
And so there's also an issue with some water that was being diverted from the neighbor. Do you know, has the neighbor been made whole, or is the OCSD district at a loss because of unmetered water being used?
Oceana CSD would not be at a loss due to the fact it went through the neighbor's meter.
Okay.
And then it was stolen. So it was accounted for by the neighbor to pay the district, but it was stolen before it went to the neighbor's house.
And then there was, do we know if with the will serve letters that were provided, have the sewer fees been paid to the South Slough CSD?
I would have to look into that.
Because at that time they weren't being collected, and in fact here they won't be collected for another couple of weeks. But.
And I would like to clarify that I know Mr. Maricino is saying the word stole. We don't really know the relationship of whether it was actually how it was taken from the neighbor or not, or what the underlying relationship is. So just to be sensitive to that.
We actually verified it with this.
Is there an extension with some conditions or?
There has to be some conditions. We need plans that are going to indicate that a sewer main is going to be installed based on an extension of our sewer system has to be installed on 22nd Street so that we can provide service for his sewer.
Okay, so the sewer, if we approve it, the sewer main would need to be extended.
Yes, with a clean out at the end and a manhole in the intersection of 22nd and Beach Street. So we had access to maintain it in the future.
What would we just say, per code?
Yes.
Okay, let's just say per code. So the sewer main would be, so if we approved it, the motion would be to approve it, to approve the WilServ extension with the additional condition that the sewer main be extended per code?
Yes.
Okay.
That would have to be indicated on his plans.
Okay. And I would also say, and all fees paid to the South Slough CSD. All required fees. Does anybody have any concerns?
No.
No, I guess not.
Okay. Then I'll make the motion to extend the WilServ for the Christie property with the additional condition that the sewer main needs to be extended per code and that any required fees that are due to the South Slough CSD be paid with proof being shown to staff.
I'll second.
All right. We'll take a roll call vote, Marie. I think that'd be cleaner.
President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries by a vote of 4-0. We'll move on to, why don't we do closed session after the received communications and such. Are there any, I don't have any late received written or communications, Marie? Anything we need to?
There is, I received an email about the meeting that was coming on the 17th of July for the drought. I made mm-hmm. some copies and attachments for those of you that are interested.
Okay, that's the Board of Supervisor meeting?
Yes, and I also received some comments from Mr. Bogdan a couple of days ago about his objections to not the rate increases on garbage, but mandatory garbage.
Why don't we attach that communication to the
minutes
tonight?
Okay.
And then we'll post the communication regarding the Board of Supervisor meeting to the website.
Okay. I can do that.
We'll receive it. Because I think if we attach it to our minutes for next time, it'll be moot by the time we get here. So.
Well, right, because it'll be too late. But I did make extra copies because it, you know, I don't know how many of you want to attend, but
I would like one, please.
I'll just.
And which day is that again, Marie?
It's July the 17th.
Next Tuesday, ooh. The Board of Supervisors.
Looks like a Thursday.
Thursday? My day's next
Thursday. Yeah, because Zone 3 is here on the 17th, and they meet on a Thursday.
Right.
The district meets on the 16th. So I'm pretty sure that 17th isn't going to jump over to a Tuesday.
I'm going to look.
So.
17th
is a Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody caught that.
17th is a Thursday. Zone 3 is meeting in Oceano at 6:30.
Yeah, it's
okay. It is Thursday the 17th. I apologize to anybody.
So,
yeah, 6:30.
So let's be clear on what day the Board of Supervisors are meeting.
The Board of Supervisors is Tuesday the 15th, and this meeting is on Thursday the
17th.
Oops, pardon me.
We'll post it in the window as well. I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I can.
Here, there's two pieces. Here it is.
I'll make some extra copies of that.
Thank you. All right, future agenda items. Why don't we, other than what we've already talked about, why don't we wait till next meeting? We'll have our new general manager and we can hit the ground running. Does anybody object to that?
No.
Okay. Then I'll take public comment on closed session if there is any. All right, seeing none, we'll, item number 12A, pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, Commerce with Labor Negotiators, agency designated representative is Vice President Mary Lucy. The employee organization is Service Employees International Union 620. It is 7:41 p.m. and we'll adjourn to closed session at this time. It's Thursday.
Coming down. So I just want everybody, thanks.
Be careful.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you contact him and let him know that that had happened from the stand?
Contact who?
Was it the fire stand that lit it off?
Or
was
no.
It just, okay.
It was some person.
No pun intended. All right. If there's no further ado, everybody have a good night. It's 8:12 p.m.
So, is this pirate's code? Yeah, they're going to friggin' blacktop it.